What did the golf ball say to the New Age guru? What is my course? How far shall I go?
The crack of the club face against the wall knocks at the door of the garden. The whoosh of its flight is our journey back to our blessed beginning. And the swirling drop into the hole is, for the briefest instant, paradise regained.
That's from an audio version of Deepak Chopra's 36th book, and maybe his least expected, Golf for Enlightenment, The Seven Lessons for the Game of Life. We played a little golf with Dr. Chopra recently at the course at the La Costa Resort just north of San Diego, where his Center for Well-Being is headquartered. Deepak Chopra is, well, after 36 books, constant quotation by Oprah, and practically more public television face time than Big Bird, you probably have your own image. The man of medicine who makes the mind-body connection tangible and saleable. His works include Quantum Healing, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, The Herbal Handbook, and a memorably titled essay for Playboy magazine, Does God Have Orgasms? The answer, incidentally, is yes, she does. In this book on golf, Dr. Chopra paints a spiritual connection between the golfer and the game, the thought and the shot. Lesson three is, find the now and you'll find the shot. Got it?
Shall we let you go first?
This is going through my mind now, Dr. Chopra, yeah. As I'm standing addressing the ball. At once, I am trying to have one-pointed attention.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to find the sweet spot in myself. I'm trying to use memories and not let them use me. I'm trying to just let the swing happen and enjoy my swing.
You're talking about how a spiritual master seeks enlightenment, not forcing, not resisting, being natural, knowing how to still the mind, having focused attention, understanding that the object of your perception is in a way an extension of yourself. So, you know, golfers...
You can relax and have a good time.
Golfers know this at a subconscious level, but they get so attached to the outcome. So, you know, I'm not a professional golfer. I've played only for 2 years. But now a lot of professional golfers come to see me. And we talk about this. And, you know, it improves their game. But even more important, it improves their life.
Well, I'm going to try and not embarrass myself. I sliced the drive badly to the right. As another philosopher, Yogi Berra, once exclaimed after striking out, how do you expect a guy to think and hit at the same time? Dr. Chopra was born in New Delhi and began his career as an endocrinologist. He became chief of staff at the New England Memorial Hospital in Massachusetts and became a deeply unhappy success.
I wanted to do basic research. I wanted to work with the best scientists in the world and all of that. And, you know, I did do that to some extent. And then I got... first of all, I got totally stressed out. I was smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and I was, you know, working extremely hard. I would love to get a little smashed on the weekends and all of that.
Deepak Chopra, a little smashed, difficult to imagine. He despaired that doctors had become pill dispensers, seeing only the disease, not the whole patient. He became a searcher, studying with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and learning about what's now called holistic health care. Meditation, herbs, massage, and mental refreshment, as well as medicine to assist healing. He gave up the practice of medicine and has become the best-known voice and face of a philosophy of wellness.
We give a drug, but it can never simulate the symphony that your body is. You know, when I take a glass of orange juice, my whole body goes into a symphonic orchestra. You know, insulin, glucose, glucagon, growth hormone, cortisol, adrenaline, they do a synchronistic dance with each other. It's as if they're alive with consciousness and they're all cooperating, synchronizing to evoke a very particular intention. Happens on the golf course. Your intention somehow synchronistically orchestrates the whole system. It's a deep mystery.
Now, what are you going to hit from here, Dr. Chopra? 190 yards.
Yeah.
A little soft, gentle hills, and so you have
and
to...
the tree here.
The tree,
yeah. That's the main deterrent right now. So yeah. I shouldn't have even mentioned it, because now that I'm mentioning it, I'm going to pretend it's not there. I was going in the right direction, but...
Because you were concentrating on the tree?
I must have.
Well, but so a good shot is a symphony, and a bad shot is a bunch of guys playing kazoo.
Yes, a bad shot is means that somehow you didn't connect with that sweet spot inside you.
The sweet spot inside you is the kind of line that's made Dr. Chopra famous and maddened less holistic physicians who see more marketing than medical skills in his enterprises.
When I started out 20 years ago, I was basically labeled as a quack. I was more touched and moved by the experiences of my patients and also the anecdotes that I heard from patients and other people. Now, you know, anecdotal evidence is not scientific evidence by our current standards. You know, the basis of what I was doing is that my relationship with the patient, the flow of consciousness and emotions and love and caring really has makes a distinct difference. And if I'm going to ignore that in the interest of science, then, you know, I'm not going to be able to do anything. So, yes, it's been very difficult, very difficult. But we got accredited, believe it or not, by the American Medical Association to teach physicians some of the things that we've been doing for 25 years. For the last 5 years, I've done the special lecture at Harvard Medical School's Beth Israel Hospital's training on mind-body medicine. So there's a sea change in the attitude of the medical profession.
It's tempting to see Dr. Chopra's new interest in golf as a way of reaching a growing market share. The man who's helped make you happier and healthier can also straighten out your slice. But Dr. Chopra, who's in his late 50s and now a grandfather, says he's found genuine refuge in the game from the hectic demands of preaching mind-body harmony.
I have been doing lectures and going to places for a long time, and my routine has become that I go to a place, I give my lecture, I order room service, I don't go into the restaurant or anything like that, because as soon as I go, people start coming and I have to sign books again and do take pictures.
Quick question, Dr. Chopra, what's the key to life? I mean, that sort of thing in the restaurant?
Yeah. So I've, you know, become, in a way, I've become a recluse when I go out. But then starting playing golf with whoever happens to be there, I get to know people, I've become friends.
We plopped a couple of balls onto the green and had a friendly competition to try to sink 30-foot putts.
Why don't we see who gets closer to the hole?
The mental aspect is particularly strong in putting, isn't it?
Very strong in putting, yes.
As I recall, you recommend you survey the ground, right?
Yes.
You even feel it, don't you?
Yes, you could. You know, that might not be legally allowed in a professional game. I tell the professionals, just feel it with your subtle body.
I overhit it a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, but that was an amazingly good line.
Deepak Chopra is now feeling the green with his subtle body. This is a 30-foot putt. Straight as a laser.
Oh, doctor, I can't believe it. Oh, my word. Oh, good Lord.
One of the things about so-called celebrities is that you don't have any friends. You start to, your real friends also don't want to spend time with you because they think, I don't know what, it's subconsciously. Yeah. So you end up being a bit of a loner, which I am. But golf has definitely opened up a new world for me, and I love to be with people and I love to interact with them and shoot the breeze and discuss the meaning of life and have fun.
Deepak Chopra's book is called Golfer Enlightenment, The 7 Lessons for the Game of Life. Marcia Caldwell recorded our story. It was produced by Ed McNulty. To hear more of Dr. Chopra, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Feeling better now? I'm Scott Simons.